This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 402 for Friday, May 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Friday, seeing a continuation of the selling pressure that weighed on prices yesterday as traders adjust positions ahead of the long weekend. Canola down $20.70 in the nearby July contract at $882.50 per ton. New crop months lagging to the downside, November down $9.70 at $708. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for Victoria Day, while the U.S. futures trade their normal hours. Much-needed rain across the prairies is helping ease dryness concerns that had propped up the futures recently. However, that moisture has failed to live up to expectations in many areas, and more precipitation will be needed going forward. A turn lower in the Chicago soy complex after early gains was also bearish for canola. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans had posted gains earlier in the day but turned lower as the session progressed. July down 7 cents at $15.26 per bushel. End-user bargain hunting, after three straight days of declines, accounted for some early buying in beans, but that demand was eventually filled. A strike by port workers in Argentina demanding access to COVID-19 vaccines as essential workers has snarled export movements out of the South American country, with six of the seven vessels stranded in Rosario set to move soybeans and other agricultural products. Argentina's soybean crop is estimated to be about 85% harvested and usually moves quickly to export positions. Corn, it is weaker today, retreating from recent gains, with relatively favorable Midwestern weather forecasts weighing on prices. July corn down 5 cents at $6.59 per bushel. However, while U.S. corn should benefit from warmer temperatures and timely rains, continued dryness concerns out of Brazil did remain supportive. Good export demand over the past week also underpinned corn, although there was no fresh sales reported today. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are mixed. Minneapolis holding on to small gains, the July contract up 3 cents at $6.99 per bushel, but the winter wheat's all lower. Kansas City down a penny in the July contract at $6.24 per bushel, and Chicago wheat also down 1 cent at $6.74 per bushel. A crop tour of Kansas this week forecast average winter wheat yields in the state at 58.1 bushels per acre. That would be about up by about 15 bushels from the five-year average for the tour and a new record for the state if realized. Meanwhile, the Dakotas are missing out on some rains that had been forecast, and the dryness there is keeping spring wheat well supported. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.